The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We continue our series at the heart of the homeless crisis. Joining us today is Roy Engelbrecht. He is CEO of Roy Engelbrecht Promotions, and he is joining us, someone who is, let's just say this, in the boxing arena. Kind of tell us your professional life first, and then we'll kind of talk about how the homeless issue came to mind.
Great, Larry. Thank you for having me on. I'm a fight promoter. Was a boxing promoter here in Southern California for many years. Started with the Irvine Marriott Battle in the Ballroom, which ran for 25 years and was the longest-running club boxing show in the country. And then when mixed martial arts was approved in California in 2007, we got into that right away. And this is our 33rd year. The last 10 years, we've been at the Orange County Fair's Hangar Building for our Fight Club OC. I've sold the company three times, one of those times to Oscar De La Hoya, and we've launched Golden Boy Promotions, which is now one of the largest promotions companies in the fight business. So that's what I do, yeah. Do for a living, is put on the fights.
So how does the homeless issue intersect with your life's path and some of the ideas that you have come up with? This is an interesting story.
Well, really, it neither one has anything to do with the other. Just as a citizen who raised a family here in Orange County and has watched and going to L.A. a number of times, and I've just seen that there's people that are homeless, that are on the sidewalk or at traffic signals or holding signs and so forth. And I feel, you know, when there's a problem and it affects you, you have an obligation to think about solutions. And Laurie, what, you know, I've been reading over the last couple of years, and as you know, it's almost every day you pick up the LA Times or the Orange County Register, and almost every day either on the front page of the main section or front page of the California or local section, there's two or three homeless stories every single day. And all they talk about is let's build apartments, let's build homes. Mayor Garcetti heralds the fact and goes to the grand opening of homeless shelter with 60 rooms. That's good. That means there's only 51,280 that are still left on the street. And I said, that doesn't work. And it was kind of an epiphany. It was God speaking to me or so forth. I'm driving to work maybe a year ago, and I'm listening to your KRLA. And the morning people were talking about, hey, did you see what happened last night? The Redondo Beach Police Department picked up a homeless guy and dumped him in Manhattan Beach. And Manhattan Beach is mad. And I'm thinking to myself, is that where we're at now? That one community is picking up the homeless and putting them in another community? I said, there has to be another way. And it just struck me that, wait a minute, there's a solution. This is a solution no one's talked about. And it's pretty simple. In this country, in this county, we have foster parents and foster homes. Why not provide the same services for those who are homeless? The same concept. If you are a foster parent, you get to pick or select a person in your home, and the county or the state will pay you to house that foster kid. Wait a minute. How about if we develop a program where a resident, a person, can select a homeless person and put them in their home and get paid for that? They're homeless. They're not apartmentless. They don't want to go in a apartment or a venue. They want to go home. They're homeless. And I really sat down and put together the concept. And it's very simple, and I've never seen anyone talk about it. They already talk about, let's build more apartments. Let's build homes. That's not the problem. You can, the money to build homes is a little bit, or the money to build apartments to house them is very little. It's the cost, the upkeep. Homeless parents, a homeless homes really make sense. And I'll explain how that works as we go along in the program if we have time.
Sure. It's an interesting concept because, as you're right, no one talks about it. I mean, obviously, there's some areas that might be challenges because a significant number of the homeless have mental health issues and they have to be addressed. But people live with relatives who have mental health issues, and as long as you oversee their medications and a certain degree, they can be interfaced into our lives. So it's not a 100% barrier, but that might be one of the barriers, that there's some mental health issues.
Right. And remember, my homeless parent or homeless home solution is not going to take everyone. I feel that if we could take 30% of the homelessness off the streets, that's a great, and that's a leap forward. Right now, nothing is being done. The homeless population is growing and growing. How about we try to get 30% off, and this homeless concept, homeless parents works? And Larry, what it would be, and you're right, every homeless person would not be good for this program because there are some chronic homeless people who have been on the streets for 3 years, and that's how I've read a lot about homelessness. If someone's been on the street for 3 years, they're considered chronic homeless. And that means they don't want to get off. They don't want any help at all. But there's a lot that do want it. And what it would be, we would develop a great program, a computer, comprehensive computer program, and we would send out, and let's, for example, just here in Southern California, say we just took Santa Ana. I'm just pulling Santa Ana out. Every city's got homeless. And Santa Ana received $2 million for this pilot program because, as you know, like, there's about $500 million in state funds that are just sitting there to address the homeless, and no one's doing anything. And they would hire 50 people with a iPad with this program in it. And they would, these people would spread out and hit every homeless person in Santa Ana and ask them questions. And it would be everything from your name, your education, how long you've been homeless, you know, how old you are, do you want to be in a home, what your profession was, do you have any arrests, drug problems, so forth. This would go into a major database. And this detailed information would go into that database. At the same time, we would announce Santa Ana that they have this pilot homeless parents program. And you go to a website, which would be the Santa Ana website, and they click on homeless parents. And this person would say, you know what? I've got two bedrooms that are vacant. My kids are grown. And boy, this program is that I'm going to get $2,500 a month to take a homeless person and put them in my home. And there's some criteria they have to have. They have to provide bedding and other things. So they go to the website, and there's a pull-down menu. And this person who wants to pick up some money and also to help them and also take a homeless person off the street, the drop-down menu is, they would say, you know what, I want a male between 30 and 35 who's had no arrests, who has some education, is homeless because he lost his job. They then select that person. It's not that they're just going to be delivered a homeless person. Then that meeting is set up. The person, the homeless parent, meets this homeless person there. They like them, and they then take them off the street, put them in their home, and we have one less homeless person off the street.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, there has to be a private room. They have to have a bathroom. They have to have clean bed linens. The homeless parent can't have a criminal record. They're willing to cook two meals a day, provide transportation for the homeless person three times a week, so that it's not just somebody looking to add a revenue because they need that revenue in their home. It's they have some responsibilities also. And then what makes this, Larry, so unique is, remember, we want to get the homeless person off the street, and then we want to turn them into productive citizens with a future. And this is where I think we really nailed it. is that we always talk about this homeless person, he doesn't have a job, how can he become a productive citizen again? Well, this homeless person who now is in a home, has a homeless parent in a homeless home, we would go to Uber and Enterprise Rent-A-Car, and this homeless person wants to work, doesn't want to be in just a room. He wants to have his own future. And what we do, we would develop a program with the DMV. This homeless person would get a driver's education, would get his driver's license. When that person has his driver's license, he then would get, we would work with also with Apple. He would get an iPhone. We would put the Uber application in that. Enterprise Rent-A-Car, we would have dollars there that they would supply this person with a car, and this person would become an Uber driver. And the key is that there would be then two separate checking accounts, two bank accounts set up, that 75% of every Uber fare that this homeless person who's now has a job, it goes into a separate savings account that the homeless person cannot touch. 25% of his Uber fare then goes into his own checking account that person could use for incidentals and so forth. Once that homeless person's savings account gets to $5,000, that person has the right to then leave his homeless home and has enough money to put down payment, first and last month's deposit on his own apartment and become a productive person. If he doesn't want to leave the home that he's been in for maybe 1 or 2 years, then the county or the city stops paying that person $2,500 a month, and that homeless person who's now a productive citizen pays that. What we've done now, instead of spending $500 million on trying to build enough apartments to take to address the homeless situation, we've now taken 30% off the street, and the $2,500 a month that homeless parent gets, that's recycled in the community.
All interesting. Ray Engelbrecht, CEO, Ray Engelbrecht Promotions, with an idea. And it all starts with an idea, because something needs to be done. And this is just one thought on how to do something that's meaningful in the process. And I like how you've connected it to building a way out of homelessness and getting a skill and tying in various community organizations. Ray, thank you so much for sharing that. So good to hear that from you on the program today. Really appreciate you being with us today.
Very good. Thank you, Larry.